Sessions, the season finale.
It is the series finale.
I am Candace,
Delia,
and Jazz,
and we are about to get into it.
All right, so for our season finale last episode, we decided that we are going to talk about 10 things that we are not here for in 2018. Mm-mm. You know what? People make New Year's resolutions in the beginning of the year. We halfway through the year, and we decided we've experienced enough of 2018 to know what we're here for and what we're not. So we're going to share 10 things that we are not here for. Also, for our series finale, we decided to get some to-go drinks. We're sipping on a little red sangria over here.
That's the best one. The best that GS25 has.
It is quite tasty and refreshing on a hot summer day. So you guys might want to go ahead and grab a glass of wine, grab your drink of choice, whatever adult bev you like to indulge in, and join us because we're going to be sipping along as we share the 10 things that we're not here for.
10 things we are not here for in 2018. Number one, a grown boy phenomenon. Should I explain what that is?
Yes. Talk about it.
Come on.
It's when you a man, and by man, I mean you're male. You have your prefrontal cortex. That means that you're above the age of 24.
Yes.
But you act like you're 16. That means that your game is weak when you step to be at the bar. That you came to the club in your mama's car. That you came to the club in your girl's car to meet other chicks.
Ooh.
And you gotta leave us her time because she gotta go work in the morning. Along that line.
Your scenarios are always so very colorful and specific.
I've seen some things in this life not here for it.
If you hear your reference, go ahead and leave it in the comments below.
If I'm talking about
basically, TLC No Scrubs equals grown boy phenomenon.
Yes. Right? But it's not even like for people who are trying to do better and it just, the come up is tough. It's not about you. It's for you guys who have chosen to be less and expect us to accept that. Not here for it.
So last episode, when you were talking about dudes playing video games in their mama basement, they fall in the grown boy phenomenon.
Because you've made a choice. You've made a deliberate choice that that's what you want to be with your life. And that's cool if that's what you want to be, but I'm not here for it in 2018. Okay. You can't be that and kick it with me. Not even on a friendship level. My friends don't do that. Ooh. I'm not friends with grown boys.
Okay.
That's where I'm at in 2018.
All right.
Sip to that.
Sip to it.
Sip to it.
See, we feel like we have permission to do this because, you know, Auntie Representative Maxine Waters.
Yeah.
She talked about reclaiming her time.
Right.
Which is what we're all doing, reclaiming our time. Yeah.
You know what else I'm not here for in 2018?
What?
What else?
Speaking of grown boys, is this unequal pay in the workplace. Like, why are men in 2018 still making more than women for doing the same job?
Yep.
Without the same hardship. I mean, I'm doing the same job as my co-worker, but I'm doing it in heels. That's difficult. There's a week in every month that I don't want to leave my bed, but I'm doing that.
Working twice as hard
for less money. And there are some studies that have come out to say that, you know, this stat that says that we're making less money for the same job is not actually accurate. That the wage gender gap is not actually real because it's comparing jobs that are not the same. There was a whole organization that released this. Yeah, I saw this. They released these studies that said, you know, this information is based off of jobs that are not the same, that they're not comparable. Like, women tend to choose jobs in childcare and men tend to choose jobs in engineering. So, of course, there's a wage gap. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about your female engineer and male engineer working in the same department. She's doing the same job.
Same qualifications, same education background, same pretty much everything, right?
Except for gender, he gets a higher pay than she does. Not here for it in 2018.
Sip to that.
How about you? What you not here for in 2018?
I'm not here for a couple of things.
Okay.
but we only have 10 on the list, so let's keep it moving. Number 3, not here for overly sensitive people.
I mean, what's an overly sensitive people? Can you give me a colorful, specific example?
Colorful, you know, scenarios as you're a professional. People who are just, like, so touchy and you can't say nothing, you can't do nothing around them without them getting offended.
Mm. the ease,
you know what I mean? Like, everything is an offense. Everything, they take it the wrong way. They, right. you know, blow up. They're up in arms. They're defensive about everything, you know?
You have to tiptoe around them all the time.
Yeah. And it's like, in 2018, oh, you got to be politically correct. You got to say everything. Oh. You know what I mean? Like,
so what is it that you want to say that you feel like you can't because people are too sensitive? Go ahead. We can handle it.
Got you an audience. Go ahead.
What's something you want to say, Jazz?
Evidence. I don't know. You put me on the spot.
And I think you got a lot what need to be said these days.
No, I do. It's all coming out. I don't know. Maybe it's like these last days being in Korea. I just...
You don't care no more.
I don't care. I don't care.
I will say that we do live in really tense times, though. And it's hard. Everyone's so sensitive. Like, everybody's ready to riot over the smallest issues.
It's tough to navigate.
It's tough to navigate.
But it's like, you know, we talked about finding our voice earlier in one of our earlier podcasts. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think we're all in that life stage where we're like, yo, we have stuff that we want to say, and we want to be able to say it. Mm-hmm. And if you can't rock with what we're trying to say, at least be able to have an intelligent conversation with us about it, then we don't really want to be in the conversation with you.
The discourse.
You know, we don't have to agree. That's not what we're saying. We're not saying you have to agree with us on every topic. What we're saying is we want to be able to have communication about it intelligibly without you popping off at the mouth because you disagree.
I think that's one thing that's missing in politics, too. I think that people are so sensitive that there's no more intellectual conversation. Right, and there's no progress without serious debate. But if people's emotions are going to get in the way of serious debate, we'll never grow.
Yeah.
We can't grow as a nation.
You can't hear the other side. You can't think about it. Yep. And you don't have that level of understanding anymore for other people. You lose it.
You know, I sit today.
Come on. Sip to it. All
right. What's another thing y'all not here for this year?
Oh, let's see. Number four. I would say having to explain my no. That is something I'm not here for.
But what does
say
that
again.
Mean? Can you explain what that means?
Explain my no. I mean, I feel like there's multi-levels to this.
Oh, there's levels to it.
Set up.
Like,
that up.
There's multi-levels to it.
Can I take a sip before
go ahead,
we
go
sip on
sip.
It?
Okay. But having to explain that my no means no in whatever shape or form I decide to say no.
Yep.
I don't have to justify myself to you.
Yep.
I don't have to explain why your approach is incorrect. I don't have to explain, I don't have to explain my explanation. Like, if I don't feel like doing it, I don't want to do it. You know what I mean? And if I don't want to take the time to be the person to educate you on certain issues, then I don't have to do that either. Mm-hmm. That's what Google and Bing and Yahoo, for y'all who still use Yahoo, you know, that's what all that's for as well.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I don't mind being the voice or the mouthpiece, but if I don't feel like it, I don't want to.
No should be enough. No should be enough. And it's not.
It's a full sentence. No, it's a full sentence.
No, like, stop. Full stop. And if I'm walking down the street and you approach me and I say no, the answer is no, Jigga, get away. It's not a let me try another course of action and approach. No,
or let me call her out her name.
Yeah.
I said no.
Yeah.
And that's it.
No means no, people.
Get away from me.
No means no.
It's funny.
I'm the same. It's like boundaries are boundaries. Like, each person decides for him or herself what your personal boundaries are with relationships, with work, with whatever organization you're involved in. And I realize now that I'm nearing the end of my 20s, I realize that I spent a lot of time in my 20s letting people run over my boundaries and letting people cross the line. Even though I didn't feel comfortable, even though I wanted to have a hard no, I thought, oh, yeah, okay, well, and it's like the line keeps getting, you know, farther and farther back.
Yeah.
And it's like, at some point, you have to draw the line for yourself. Like, nobody else is going to say no for you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a valuable lesson that I learned and that I'm putting into practice now. My no is a no. And I don't need to tell you why.
Right.
I don't need to tell you why I can't or won't or don't want to do something. It's just a no.
Yeah. I think that boundary is important.
I think we have a tendency to say sorry.
Yeah, tell people.
Sorry, no.
Yeah, sorry,
or no, I'm sorry.
Sorry, no, I don't want to.
Nice for what?
Right, right. I think you have been cognizant of that. I heard you once say sorry, and then immediately after say, wait, I'm not sorry.
Yeah, I don't know where this came from with me, but I learned kind of at an early age that I wasn't going to apologize for things I wasn't sorry for. Now, if I'm in the wrong and I'm not sorry, then I'll take a look at that. Mm-hmm. But I'm not just going to say the word sorry just because you expect me to.
Yeah.
If I'm sorry, I'm sorry. But if I'm not sorry, I'm not going to say it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I've learned that, like, but it's such a conditional thing. Mm-hmm. We just kind of like we just say it.
Yeah.
You know, sorry.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, no, actually, I'm not sorry. Mm. Nope. My answer is no.
Yeah. I think no is something that you have to actively practice.
Yeah.
Because we are so conditioned to, oh, sorry, oh, well, I don't have time, but let me squeeze you in. Oh, I don't have time, but let me,
And there's a reason,
you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, when you start saying no, it's like, okay, it is like finding your voice again.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, here's to no's.
Here's to no's.
It's still refreshing.
Down to the last drop. All right, we're about halfway through.
Yes.
Another thing that we're not here for in 2018 is smiling so people don't feel threatened. Mm. How many times have you been walking down the street, smile, sweetheart. Hey, you pretty girl, smile. Smile.
Mm. Why you look so angry today?
Right?
Maybe because you're talking to me, I want to talk to you.
Maybe because you're telling me to smile.
Maybe
it's called microaggression. It's a name. They have a name for it now.
Yeah.
It's called microaggression, especially when it's male to female in the workplace.
Yeah.
When you tell me to smile so that the workplace could feel or look a certain way. Bob, why don't you smile? You know, smile for what? That needs to be a song.
Smile for what?
Smile for what?
Does it gonna make me more effective at my job? Am I less effective for not smiling?
Mm-hmm.
Or I just make you feel better when I smile, which is borderline harassment. No smiling.
No drink to that.
My face will be what it is.
It is what it is. And if you feel threatened, but this comes back to the angry black woman thing, right?
Yeah.
If we're not smiling,
then that means we're angry.
We're angry.
Yeah. It's one or the other.
No, I'm probably just thinking about a story in my mind right now.
Right.
Or I'm just chilling. Like,
or
I might
tired.
Not be smiling because I'm just not smiling.
Yeah.
Maybe nothing wrong.
You know what it is, though? I think we, especially us, are very pensive girls. Like, we tend to think a lot.
I am. My thinking face is...
Mm-hmm. It's very intimidating.
Yeah, well...
You know what?
A girl's gotta think, so...
I need to apologize to you, because I remember...
Yeah.
Ooh, here we go.
Thank you for catching this moment.
Ooh, here we go.
Y'all about to get
inside.
It's probably David. David is always catching this moment. David,
all right, go ahead.
You guys,
this is what I am here for. I am here for Candace apologizing to me in 2018.
Public
apologies. I'm here for this. Go ahead.
When I met you,
yes,
and the first 3 years of our relationship, I constantly called you out on your resting bee face.
Yes.
And I was like, why you always look so angry? You need to smile more. And I even went as far as to tell her to wear the color pink because it made her look more approachable.
Friendly. Hey. It made me look friendly. I'm waiting for the apology.
There's
a lot of background, a lot of context, which I get is necessary for our viewers, but go ahead. Continue.
I have always called you out on that. And it took me the fourth year, I realized, oh, she is a thinker.
Yeah.
And when she speaks, you hear the weight of her thoughts. And I was like, that to come up with those thoughts takes time. And there's a face that goes with it. So I publicly apologize for telling you to smile for 3 years.
Thank you. I publicly accept.
Do you?
And I sip to that.
Sip to that.
Sip to that apology. Thank you.
I'm a smiley girl. This is the thing. I'm a smiley girl. So I couldn't understand. I'm like, girl, just throw one on. It's quite easy.
But I... It's not that I'm not a smiley girl. I laugh a lot.
You
and
do.
I have one or the other. Either I'm thinking, which looks like resting bitch face, or I'm cracking up and laughing hysterically, right?
Right. And I think when I met you, the day I met you, you were laughing hysterically. So I thought she was making a choice not to when I realized, oh, this is who she is.
Yeah. Mm. Anybody got time to choose not to smile? Just don't. Thank you.
So if y'all see us on the street, don't tell us to smile.
Yeah,
we're thinking about shit.
Cute.
We're trying to work out things.
That's not going to get you a number. Like, oh, smile, sweetheart. You know what? Here go my number.
That's not how it works. That has never happened. That has never happened.
No.
I did tell a male waiter once to smile because he looked like he was mad at work and he gave me a free cappuccino. So I think that men respond well to that. And
well, men don't get told that every day when they're walking down the street to smile. Nobody tells men that.
That's true. All right. You know what? Dude, I think you should take number six.
What?
because I think that this is more applicable to your life than to mine. Okay, so we're on number six. We're more than halfway through.
Why don't you just go ahead and throw it out there?
Haters everywhere we go. Look, let me tell you.
I
want
to know why you think that that's more applicable to me.
Because you take to the stage and you're gorgeous and you do meaningful stuff in the world. I think people probably are jealous.
You got fans out
there.
Which means you also have haters.
That's what I'm trying to say. Do you have haters?
I don't know.
I definitely don't have haters. Nobody.
I might.
You have haters?
I mean, I feel like I do.
I think you do. I think it's people think that you're angry since you don't smile in there.
And that's why they hate on me?
Yeah. I think a more generalized term, I think successful black women have haters. I think people who they be like, oh, where you come when you go home, you know the ones. When you go home, oh, where you been? Oh, I was overseas. Oh. That's a hater. That's a hater. Red flag. True. That's a hater.
True.
Proceed with caution.
No hateration.
We're not here for the hateration.
I think I just don't pay attention to it as much.
Yeah.
I just don't.
You let it roll off?
Yeah, I don't really take too much stock in it. So there might be. But
people
I'm not,
who hate on you.
Y'all know I don't really give certain things the time of day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I mean, if you're out there hating on me, at least click like and subscribe.
Let's drink to that. No more haters in 2018.
I think what we're saying is we're not going to pay no attention to haters in 2018.
Right.
Y'all not getting our money or our time.
No.
All right. For those who are just joining, you caught us in the middle of
the season finale.
Our series finale.
Hey guys,
this is the last episode, y'all. So we decided to go out with a bang. It's a little sip along. So if you don't have a drink already, go grab one.
Get yourself something.
We are sharing 10 things that we are not here for in 2018.
And to our podcast listeners, we have been recording this live on Instagram. So shout out to those guys who are always following the series. Who've tuned in to Instagram. Hopefully you guys can hear us okay. What's good? And we're halfway through the 10 things that we're not here for. A recap, we're not here for that grown boy phenomenon. If you don't know what this is, then it's probably not you. Don't worry about it.
Unequal. It might be you, and you need to educate yourself.
So just rewind.
Rewind.
Right. Either way, you should know. Do a little self-assessment. Am I a grown boy? Ask yourself.
Unequal pay in the workplace.
Yep.
I think women across the globe are not here for it. We're just done. Pay us what you owe us. Give us our money.
Yes.
Overly sensitive people. It's an offensive culture we live in right now. People can't say nothing. They can't voice their opinion. And I think, especially in America, like, free speech is a real thing. What happened to that? Number four, explaining our no. No means no.
No means no.
No means no. My boundary is my boundary. Get off.
And it's not, you know what? You learned that in sex education, but this goes beyond that.
Yeah. Right.
If you want to take me out to dinner and I don't want to have dinner with you, I'm going to say no.
You know what someone said to me recently? Mm-hmm. Someone said, thank you, I respect your decision. After I had made like a pretty big decision. And I was like, I had not heard that line.
Mm-hmm.
I respect your decision. I had not heard that line in years. I kid you not. I've been so used to like being run over by people in authority or people who were, you know, who I had to check into not respecting my decision or my no.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I heard that, I was like,
it did something.
Oh my gosh, like what? Mm. And then I was like, dang, you are a grown woman and you do have decisions and people should respect your decisions.
Yeah.
When you say yes or no, either way, people should respect that.
Mm-hmm. Not here for smiling, the fake smile. Not here for haters. Finally, number seven. You know what? I might get a little emotional on this one.
Uh-oh.
I am not here for fake. I gotta stop cursing. I want to say some bad words. Not here for fake people mm-hmm. or fake love.
Mm-hmm.
Not in that order. I'm not here for fake love first.
Mm. All right, Drake.
No fake friends.
I'm gonna sip on that. Because that's one of my favorite Drake songs. You're not here for fake love.
I'll sip on the concept, not the song.
So let's talk about the fake love.
What's going on with you and Drake? What can do to you?
Okay,
she never.
Come on, Aubrey. All right, fake love.
Fake love.
What's up?
Fake love is when you know all the right things to say, all the right timings to say them, but the heart behind them is absent or completely opposite.
Mm-hmm.
You think women don't know? We got intuition built in for stuff like that. We know when it's not real. We know when it's not authentic. Yeah. I know when you say I love you, but you messing around with Becky. I know.
always Becky.
It's always Becky with the good hair. Don't do that. Just tell me the truth. You know what I have more patience and tolerance for is a real admission of the situation.
Sure.
So if you're saying, hey, you know what, honestly, I liked you a lot, but I've grown in this way, or I'm honestly starting to feel some kind of way about somebody else, or I don't feel the same way I used to feel about you, or I still love you, but I can't be this.
Yeah.
That's real. Then you still have my respect.
Right.
But don't lie about it. Don't pretend. Or don't just pretend that you love somebody so that you can smash. Like, we know. We know. Mm-hmm. Or don't pretend that you're, like, loving somebody so that you can get their resources.
Ooh.
Their connections.
Fake love.
Fake love.
I'm not here for fake people. And I've encountered this a lot in Korea because I think it's part of the culture to, like, smile in your face and then turn around and talk behind your back. Which I'm never here for. You got a problem, you got a question, you got something to say, ask me. Come to me. Like, don't be all this chatter, you know, and then smiling in my face like nothing's going on.
That is the Korean way, though.
It is.
It's saving
very
face.
Passive aggressive, very like non-confrontational. Mm-hmm. It's a waste of time. And I'm like, how do grown people, like not even grown people, but like
adults?
Yeah. How? Hey. I don't understand it.
I think being real in this day and age is like revolutionary.
An anomaly.
Yeah. It's
revolutionary. I mean, Drake said it. He was like, I got fake people showing fake love to me straight up to my face. Mm. And first when I heard that song, I was like, Drake, quit whining. Like, you're saying it right here. And then I listened to it again, and I was like, oh my gosh, he is so right. He's like straight up to my face. Like, you straight up being fake in my face. I'm not here for it.
I agree. I mean, I try not to associate with people that I know are going to be in that vein. And like you said, we have intuition. We can feel it. We can tell.
Yeah, we know.
You can tell off the bat, pretty much.
So if you're lying, or if you're being, you know, fake, you're smiling at our face.
Yeah.
We know. And it's like, that's why you might, look, we may not confront you on it, but you'll notice that we ain't really going to rock with you after a while.
Right.
That's what it is.
Like, we're just not.
We just won't call you.
It's just going to, you know, there's not going to be any more meetups. There's not going to be any more coffee dates. If you want to go ahead and do that, go ahead and do it, but we're not here for it.
Not going to be a part of that.
Not going to be part of it. Because we know what real love and real people look like.
Yes.
And we know that we give it, we deserve it, and so we're going to surround ourselves with people who do the same.
And we got people, real people and real love in our lives. That's
right.
The thing.
We know.
Deal with something else you're not here for in 2018. Number 8.
Cultural appropriation.
Yo, I thought the topic of appropriation was settled, gone. But... No.
Apparently not.
Not like that? That's cute.
No, apparently not. So many things, though. You feel like, oh, that's over. Oh, okay, we're done.
No.
And then it's not.
No. And there's a revival.
And then Kim K comes back out with braids in her hair. And you're like, woo! Jesus.
Who did that?
Kim Kardashian.
Again.
Lord.
And you're like, okay. And that's just one
example. One small example.
You know. It's everywhere.
Cultural appropriation. You know, we touched on this last episode a tiny bit.
Right.
But it's like, how come every other race, every other ethnic group can copy us and then call us ghetto, call us whatever, but then when they do it, it's cool.
Cool.
When they do it, oh, look at me. Oh, we invented cornrows.
That's where I have the problem.
Y'all can't see my eyes rolling because I got my sunglasses on.
Talking about boxer braids and we invented cornrows. Excuse me? Like, no. Not here for it. Not here for it. All of a sudden, every woman on Instagram wants this tiny cinched waist and a big old hips, thighs, and booty.
And is doing a lot to get it.
Doing a lot to get it. All of a sudden, everybody wants full lips. When I grew up, y'all see it? Shout out to my lipstick, by the way. Y'all see these?
Yes,
had them my whole life for 29 years, and then all of a sudden,
my whole life.
Growing up, y'all would not believe how many people made fun of my lips, how many people made fun of my facial features my whole life. Then all of a sudden, Instagram comes out, people getting lip injections, everybody trying to have plump lips. Oh, do the little pucker things, like to suck out your lips,
fish face.
Yeah.
So everybody wants the culture, but nobody wants the people.
Right.
Or the struggle.
Or the struggle.
I don't mind people imitating. I define appropriation as it has become lucrative for you what was rejected, discriminated against for somebody else.
Right.
You're making money off of being what somebody else was dying because of. That's appropriation.
Right.
Case in point, I haven't heard from her in a while, but Iggy Azalea. If I see that hoe on the street, I will end her career. Because it's one thing if she was like just a white American chick and whatever, I would have a problem with her. But this chick is from Australia. So the way that you rap and the way that you talk are drastically different. You making so much money off of trying to rap like a black girl.
Mm-hmm.
Appropriated. 100% appropriated.
Manufactured. Like, you're like going out of your way to like manufacture.
Yeah.
Something that you're trying to pass off is yourself and is natural.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, my brain can't comprehend. Like, I don't understand.
I
don't understand.
I don't get it. But nope, we're not here for it this year.
Not this year.
We're done.
No, ma'am.
Sit.
All right, rolling right along. We're at number 9.
Yeah. Number 9.
In the same vein.
Yes.
We're not here for ignorance. Okay.
This new brand of ignorance, I would say. Because there's levels to it.
Ignorance is like an umbrella term. Huge thing that you can come up against.
Yeah.
There are ignorant people in all shapes, sizes, colors, forms, you name it.
Yes.
What you talking about the new brand?
Well, because we travel a lot, we have a lot of experiences, and we tend to try to educate people on our experiences and stuff. That's why this series has been so fun to do.
Yeah.
So if you just don't know, you are open to learn.
Yeah.
That level of ignorance, I'm okay with.
Sure. Right.
But ignorance where you make this huge broadcast of information that is completely not factual, false on all ends, you hold that to be true, you fight for that to be true, and you fight against truth and explanation of truth, you don't talk to people about it, and then you get angry and emotional about it. This level of ignorance.
That covered about half of our list. Overly sensitive people.
Right.
Right.
That level.
Like intertwined.
Yeah.
Really are.
Sure. That level. Ignorance is when you know that you're not right, but you won't hear truth.
Yeah.
And then you hold that fact that you made up over somebody else. Now they gotta submit themselves to your lie. Please. I'll edit myself.
Thanks for censoring me.
Yeah. Like, for what? That's ignorance for me. This brand of ignorance. Mm-hmm. What do you mean when you say ignorance?
And I think you hit the nail on the head when you were saying people who want to learn.
Mm-hmm.
That's a teachable moment. You can work with that. That's pliable. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, there's room for discussion there. But people who are just hard and fast, ignorant, like, you can't tell them nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
they don't want to know.
Right.
But that, to me, like, that type of ignorance is generational, and it's, like...
yeah.
Systemic. I don't know. There's something about it where it's, like, you can't get through with
it's
just your words.
Very
or yes,
deep.
It's rooted very deep.
Yeah. Because everything that you think and believe is what drives all of your decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
so
your worldview.
If this is how you believe and this is what you think, then you're going to make XYZ decisions based on that to the detriment of other people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the problem comes in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where it becomes life or death.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we continually run into these problems, not just within America, but globally.
Mm-hmm.
We have these issues all over the place. So ignorance... it's a huge issue. It's not a light issue, but it's a huge issue. And then it's like, I think like you said, you know, it all goes back to conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to talk to people, have those teachable moments, being able to listen to one another.
Yeah.
If you're just not...
listening.
Right. If you're not able to just sit and listen and talk and converse, then like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Go ahead and take your ignorance over there then.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a shame in 2018 because so many countries pride themselves on being global economies.
Right.
And like, you know,
right.
Mm-hmm. In this global game, Korea, the United States, both of the countries that we, you know...
represent.
Yeah.
And there's so many opportunities these days
in social media, in the boom of the internet, for us to be able to have these conversations,
yep.
and for us to be able to learn
more
and
than
research
ever.
And yep. find out different perspectives and different ideals.
Yeah.
Like you said, more than ever now. So why would you continue to stay in that place
yep.
if you don't have to? Like, it's not like, you know, 50, 60 years ago when we didn't have this access at our fingertips. Mm-hmm. We have it now mm-hmm. where we can learn and we can better ourselves and grow.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just refuse and you just want to stay in that place of ignorance,
yeah.
that's a problem for me. Like,
it's a choice.
You got
it's a choice
all this
making
information
that, choice.
That you can learn from and
yeah.
you don't want to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're not here for
what?
It. That is a choice you've made.
Yeah.
Nah.
So we
yeah.
choose not you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sit to that.
Not here for it.
Mm-mm.
Not here for it.
All right, if you've been joining us, either over the gram or you listening to the podcast, this is our 2018 10 Things We Are Not Here For.
Not here for.
And we are reaching number 10 on the list of things we are not here for. Hopefully you are still slightly sober, just sipping along, or just nice.
Nice.
You feeling kind of nice?
Nice.
I'm a little nice right
the
now.
The sangria, that is nice.
We might not be here for these 10 things, but we still here for a nice little sip outside and some nice weather.
On a nice day.
On a beautiful nice out
day.
Today.
On a nice day. Number 10, we're not here for, this is Jasmine's big one.
I know.
Yes.
This is something she's been.
I'm already, oh.
Yes.
So she already
it's a big deal, y'all.
Number 10.
Number 10, Lord have mercy.
What is it, Jazz?
We are not here for awful music.
No.
Please.
Stop it. Just
please.
Stop it.
Why?
Just stop it.
Just stop.
This, like, mumbling, and people are like, it's
mumble
not real.
Rap.
Mumble rap that they've named and made it a thing.
Mm.
It's not a thing. You can't rap. Stop it. Stop it. You wasted good resources, okay? That studio time could have been given to somebody more productive.
But yeah. So I watched the Breakfast Club interview with Neo mm-hmm. last week, and he was talking about how frustrating it is for, like, true artists in the game now, because you're automatically lumped in with so-called artists who mm-hmm. make mumble rap or mm-hmm. other garbage music. And it's like, suddenly the playing field is leveled because of technology and because of mm-hmm. streaming and mm-hmm. all this access that we have to music.
Mm-hmm.
They're just as likely to get a Grammy or other kind of award or accolade as a true artist is that's been grinding and working in the game
yeah.
for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, he's like, you know, somebody can go in the bathroom, drunk, high, whatever, one night, lay down a track on their phone, and suddenly it blows up and they're famous and it's trending.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the other artist has been in the game for like decades, grinding, making real music, busting their butt, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like suddenly they're on the same playing field, and this artist has just as much a chance as this artist to make
mm-hmm.
it big
yeah.
or to win something.
Yeah.
I don't mind. If you go in your bathroom and you put out an album and everybody buying it because you play into that common denominator, okay, I don't have a problem with the process. I have a problem with the result. Like, you're going to be hot for a minute because people are lazy and they don't,
yeah.
You're tickling their ears.
Yeah.
But you cannot last.
It's not.
So my issue is, don't come out saying that you the goat when you know that you did that in the bathroom. Stay humble because you know your time is short, that you're going to make your million today and you're going to be living in your mama's basement tomorrow. If you're going to make bad music, don't say you're making good music. Shut up, get your money,
just
and bow out gracefully. Yeah. Don't go on all these, I'm the best, and then calling out people that you know are actually good.
Right.
Don't waste their time.
The audacity.
Now, we all know it's a game you play. We recognize the game you play.
But don't. So frustrating.
That's
so frustrating. It's because art is subjective.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, what's good to me is not good to somebody else.
Right.
But it's like, social media and popularity and all this other stuff that plays a factor, it just like elevates the wrong
muddy
people
mm-hmm. and muddled. People don't really know what they're listening to,
mm-hmm.
and then what happens is people don't know what is quality.
Art
and what's
right,
not anymore.
Exactly.
You begin to lose it. And so when you hear just what you hear,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, oh, yeah, that's good. It's
mm-hmm.
bumping.
Mm-hmm.
It's got, you know, it's my club song.
Mm-hmm.
It's my groove song. It's whatever, whatever, whatever. And you hear it often, often, often enough. And then you don't realize what...
It's garbage.
Right, you don't realize it's garbage. You don't realize what the good music, the quality art... Like, when you listen to music that has that artistry behind it, you don't recognize it anymore because you've lost it, you know?
But I'm talking about the masses, the general public, because that's why it sells.
Mm-hmm. It's fast food. It's cheap.
Right.
It's quick. It might taste good in the beginning, but there's no nutritional value behind... Like, there's no substance.
You say that all the time. Mm-hmm.
It's so frustrating.
Y'all let us know. What's something y'all not here for in 2018? We did it through our list. We got our top 10. Go through, play
it
again.
Sit to
that.
We made it to all 10.
What are y'all not here for? Leave us a note in the comments.
Let us know.
Let us know. Let us know how y'all felt about this series. Not season, series. The Sotong Sessions thing that we've been doing. It's our last one. How y'all feel?
It's surreal. It's like, surreal. I don't know.
I'm proud of us.
Yeah.
Why are you proud of us?
I'm proud of us because, I mean, because so many times I feel like people get into conversations where they have this idea and they say, oh, we should do that, and then they don't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And granted, we've been talking about this for a minute, and then it was just like, you know, let's just do it. That was one of the things I think in 2018. We were also like, let's just stop saying we're going to do something and let's just do it.
Yeah.
And so we just decided to do it, and I'm proud that we've done it.
Yeah.
I'm proud that we've been able to have it, and now we can go back and listen to it, and
we put our
thoughts and our feelings and our hearts out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of us. I'm proud of us for figuring it out. I'm proud of you for figuring out how to edit these joints.
So,
come on. I think we did a great job.
We took the plunge, and that's what it was. We just sat down and we're like, you know what? If we're going to talk about it, we're going to talk about it forever. We need to just... Do it.
Yeah.
And we sat down and we just did it, which was hard for us.
It was really hard. I think none of us
because we're all perfectionists in one way or another.
Yeah. That was hard.
It was hard. It really was. But we put that aside for the sake of the project and for the culture.
For the culture, we do it for the culture.
Black Lives Matter, y'all. We did it for the culture, and it turned out to be a great experience.
So thank you guys for listening. Go back. All 15 episodes are here now. You can go back and listen. You can see the progression of our conversation, our freedom. I think that we grew in our own voice.
Yeah.
There's video and stuff. Check us out on the gram. There's still photos out there on our own social media pages. And thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
We can't say until next time, but
if you see my name in lights, come and find
me. Much love to all our listeners.
Yes, y'all.
Thank you for your support.
Made it possible. All the downloads, all the listening, all the comments. All the personal feedback that we got, we really appreciate.
Special shout out to the fam, Jazz's fam, Julie's fam, my fam. You guys have been amazingly supportive. It's been a great blast. Shout out to the Instagram Live fam that's been following along with us in this conversation. You guys are amazing.
Yes.
Until we meet again, I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye.